The city of Atlanta is looking for a new agency to enforce parking regulations because many people don't like how Park Atlanta has been doing the job. One complaint about the company is that it boots too many vehicles. That means locking the wheel of a car until the driver pays a fine. What people don't seem to understand is Park Atlanta doesn't do it much. Most vehicle immobilization in the city is privately done on private property. At the company's downtown office, Park Atlanta head Anderson Moore explains.
The person who's been booted, if you will, has received three or more parking citations. The last parking citation is at least 45 days old, and they've not made an attempt to pay it and or challenge the citation.
Moore says city ordinances lead to about 50 boots a month. That clarified, I step outside the office and into a truck with Park Atlanta booter Patrick Smith to see how it's done.
You know, you have your honey holes and you know where all the fish may be, and then you have your other lakes. You might find some, you might not.
The truck has cameras on top that scan license plates. Each scan makes a beeping sound inside the truck, and a car eligible for booting would set off an alarm. As for Smith, he's 5'11", 210 pounds, and not afraid of confrontation. He says he finds common ground with people. Like one time, a man got really angry.
And he was just carrying on. I don't know. I ain't got no tickets. I don't have any tickets. So I was like, you let your wife drive your car? He was like, yeah, she drive my car all the time. I said, that where your ticket come from?
The man's wife eventually admitted the tickets were hers. During my drive with Smith, we never hear that alarm, so Smith demonstrates booting on my car.
I'm holding a mobilization boot, a wheel lock. It looks like a horseshoe, what you use in the backyard. So you just put it in there, slide it in, easy as pie.
Paying to have a boot removed takes about 2 minutes by smartphone. Smith says he unlocks boots within an hour of payment. Amy Kiley, WABE News.